Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
Our Father God in heaven, we lost sheep, humble ourselves to you in prayer, praising you for all that you have done for us while we are in life. And if need be, we'll praise you in death if we can. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Our Father God, bless us bereaved families this day and every day all over the world. Give us perfect peace. We thank you, our Father God, for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We also thank you, Father Yeshua, for loving us so much so that you will send your Son to reclaim us, to restore us, that we may have life in your kingdom. If we start living your way, you will forgive us of our sins, and we will not do those sins again. We thank you for your mercy and kindness. Thank you for giving us sheep, your lost sheep, sane, sound mind, excellent health, prosperity in all things, love, family, courage, boldness to do your will. Most of all, we thank you for awakening our mind, including the world mind, to the deep sleep, to your truth. I pray that prayer in your Son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome, and thank you for listening. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is the only day that God gives in the Bible that tells us to rest and keep it holy. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Have your New King James Version of the Bible with you. Pen, pencil, paper, notepad, a notebook. We're going to read from Psalms 89. Follow me. And then after that, we're going to go into the book of Isaiah, starting at chapter 55. Let's read. We're in Psalms 89. I will sing of the mercies of Yah forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the way, in the very way of heaven. Let me read that again. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant. A covenant is an agreement or a contract with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Yah, your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. But I'll say in the congregation of the sheep. For who in the heavens can be compared to Yah? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to Yah? God is greatly to be feared in the assemblies of the saints and to be held in reverence. Reverence is deep respect by all those who are around him. O Lord God of hosts. Host means many, or army. Who is mighty like you, O God? Your faithfulness also surrounds you and surrounds me all around you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them, Rahab, in pieces, as one who is slain. You have scattered your armies with your mighty arm. Let me just go back to Rahab. We're reading in Psalms 89, verse 10, where it says, you have broken Rahab in pieces. Now, I remember Rahab was told to hang this red cord out of her window in Jericho so that they would not, and when I say they, the Israelites would not harm her and her family when the walls of Jericho fell down. I'm wondering if Rahab, when the walls fell down, did she put it in her front window or not? Because this says, you have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. Oh, it says, as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with the mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness. You have founded them. Look, founded means to start up or create. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon, those are cities, rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and high is your right hand. Righteousness and judgment are your foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Yah, in the light of your countenance, and countenance is your face, a facial expression. In your name they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. We're going to stop reading here in Psalms 89, and we'll pick up next time at verse 17 of Psalms 89. Remembering the covenant with David and the sorrow for your for lost blessings. See, follow me to Isaiah chapter 55, and let's start reading. It reads, and I'm just checking to see how many minutes I have left. It reads, an invitation to abundant life. Ho, H-O with an exclamation mark. That means, hey, or listen, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me. Diligently means to listen closely or listen carefully, and eat what is good, and listen, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline means to lean or slant your ear, and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you. The sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people. Okay, so I've heard the Bible talk about witness. So David is one of the witnesses. I think it says it has two witnesses. So we just learned now that David is one of the witnesses. A leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you, cause of Yah, your God, and the Holy One of Israel. For he has glorified, glorified means honored you. Verse 6, we're in Isaiah 55. Seek God while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake. Forsake means to abandon or desert. And right here, the Proverbs, chapter 6 and verse 16 comes to mind, where it says, forsake your ways, or abandon your ways. In Proverbs chapter 6, 16, verses 16 through 19, tells you the things that God hates. Let me just turn there quickly so that you'll know, get an idea as to some of the things that God hates. Let me see, Proverbs chapter 6 and 16. Here I am. I'm way in Proverbs 30. Just bear with me for a moment. Okay, Proverbs 6 and 16. These are the 16 that God hates. Yes, 7 are an abomination to him. Abomination means dislike. We are in Proverbs right now, chapter 6, verse 16. It says, verse 17 says, a proud look, a lion. Those are two things. Hand that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to running to evil, false witness who speak lies, 6, one who sows discord among brethren. Those are the things that God hates. And I'm going to pick up reading at verse 7. I just want you sheep to know that while I have my program, I do not answer phone calls. What I do is read as much as I can. Let's pick up reading at verse 7. It says, let the wicked forsake his ways. Forsake means to abandon or desert. And the unrighteous man, let him return to Yah, and he shall have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And pardon means to forgive. I think it's in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, where it says, Jesus, he gave for the remission of sin. Jesus died for the remission of our sin. Let's pick up reading at verse 8 of Isaiah 55. For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but waters the earth, and make it bring forth and bud. That means to grow your food, bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and the sower is the planter, and bread to the eater. So planter sows the seed, and we have bread later. Verse 11 of Isaiah 55, so that my word will be, let's read it, start again, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. Void means empty. But it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Indeed, the thorns shall come up. That's verse 13 again. We're in Isaiah 55. Indeed, the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And a briar is a thorn. You've seen on a rosebud, those little prickly little thorns, that's what a briar is. And it shall be to Yah for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen to that. We have finished reading Isaiah 55. Let's read Isaiah 56. Salvation for the Gentiles. Thus says Yah, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who lays hold on it, who keeps from defiling the Sabbath. The Sabbath is very important to God, people. Defile means to pollute, contaminate, or violate. You are violating the Sabbath by going to church on Sunday. You need to turn around. And don't tell me or say to me, technically, you're right. Technically, you're right to God and see what he says to you. You're violating his Sabbath. Don't start having church services on the Sabbath, on Saturday. And keep his hand from doing evil. Verse 3. Do not let the son of the foreigners, and a foreigner is a person or people who are not born into your group, who is joined. Joined means has connected themselves or himself or herself to Yah. Speak saying, Yah has utterly separated me from his people. Nor let the eunuch say, and a eunuch is a person who has been castrated. He no longer has his male penis. Here I am, a dry tree. But thus says Yah, to the eunuch who keeps my Sabbath. Sabbath day, I tell you, sheep, is very important. If you are in a church that does not keep the Sabbath, get out of that church quickly and find a church that does have service on Saturday. And you keep your Saturdays holy. Do not work in it, rest in it. And let me read verse 4 again of chapter 56. It says, but thus says Yah, to the eunuch who keeps my Sabbath and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant. Those are his laws. Even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters. See, God has daughters too. Don't be fooled where people will say women ought to go into teaching or preaching. God has daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut out. Verse 6. Also the son of the foreigners. Again, foreigners are those who are not born into your group. Who join themselves to Yah to serve him and love his name, to be his servant. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in the house of prayer. As it makes them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings, we do not do burnt offerings anymore, and their sacrifices, but we do sacrifices. And a sacrifice sometimes may be like, you know, you to pay your tithes and you have just enough money to pay your bills. You make your choice. You either sacrifice to pay your tithes or you pay your bills. Let's pick up reading. Well, let's start over at verse 7. It says, even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him. Now we're getting to today's lesson. Of course, I'm behind as usual. Israel's irresponsible leaders. Irresponsible means thoughtless and reckless. Where Isaiah chapter 56, verse 9, it reads, and all you beasts, beasts are animals of the field, come to devour. Devour means to destroy or eat up. All you beasts of the forest, his watchmen are blind. They are ignorant, means to lack knowledge. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, laying down, lying down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs which never have enough, and they are your shepherds. Now, pastors, he is talking about you. Some of you are greedy dogs, is what Isaiah is saying, who cannot understand. You don't understand this Bible, and you're not teaching it to your those people who really want to know. They all look to their own way, everyone for his own gain, from his own territory. Come, one says, I will bring wine, and we will fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow will be as today, and much more abundant. We've finished reading Isaiah chapter 56. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say thank you for today. Thank you for keeping the evil one away from us. Thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. I pray that prayer in your son's name. Remember, sheep, to take our Father God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will see you next time. Well, my song does not come on, and I will tell you to purchase this book. It's called Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com. Purchase that book. It's by Dr. Reginald 80. My song still is not coming on. God loves you more than I. I'll see you next time.